Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey, this is Pastor Ryan Lundy from Young Adults. This devotional is titled, Don't Just Read the Manual. Every piece of machinery comes with a user's manual, or at least ideally. But even if you read a manual cover to cover, you're no master. You're a beginner. You're only a master once you've mastered the hands-on application of the tool. So too with the Christian life. A mere theoretical or head knowledge is useful, but only for the purpose of getting started. If we're not careful, we can treat the Bible as the end-all and not as the introduction to the real deal, a discipling relationship with Jesus via the Holy Spirit. Towards the end of John's Gospel, Jesus tells his disciples, "It is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." The Word of God, Jesus, required the Spirit's assistance in order to fully teach his disciples to abide in him. Knowing the Word alone was not adequate for the disciples. Even though they had been with Jesus for the entirety of his ministry, they still needed to become filled with the Spirit. We are no different. Knowing the Word is not enough to abide in, much less become aware of, God's presence. We need the Spirit's help. Jesus says as much further on in the same chapter of John's Gospel. He says, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth." You see, Jesus' accomplishment in life, in death, and in being raised again was just the introduction for the real deal. A new, eternal relationship with God Himself via the Holy Spirit. But this Spirit doesn't offer any corrections to Jesus' ministry. Rather, it continues and affirms the very things that Jesus says, bringing them to mind in the right moment and with the right application. Jesus says as much when he says, "He will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you." Reading the Word alone and without the Spirit's help can mislead us in providing a mere theoretical knowledge of the things of the Bible. It's when we allow the Spirit to lead us into a new life with Jesus that we learn the real nuances of what it means to follow Him. Our lives become an adventure with God as He teaches us how to become agents of the resurrection newness around us, the kind of resurrection newness that we read of in Scripture. When we know something only in theory, we are ill-equipped for the real deal. But when we are shown something firsthand by God Himself, we have a fighting chance of becoming real followers of Him. Knowledge of the Word alone is not enough to cultivate an awareness, let alone obedience to God. The Spirit is needed in order to make us real masters of the Christian life. Without Him, we will only be good students of the manual and not good students of Jesus. Thanks so much for listening. I hope this blessed your day. Be at peace.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.